We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amad Yomei Hachos Tzitzis Simin Yud Aleph Sif Yud Beis. Says the Mechaber, Minyan Chutei HaTzitzios B'chol Knaf Arba Kvulim Shehem Shmona. The count of the tzitzis, the number of tzitzis in each corner, is at four strings, but when placed through the hole, it becomes eight strings. V'imhosif Pasul, if you have more than the 4/8 strings, those tzitzis are Pasul. The Mishnah Berurah says it's because of Baal Tosif. However, the Gra agrees with the Itter, which is also born on the Beis Yosef, who says that there is no Baal Tosif. And when the Gemara says that it's Pasul, that's not because of adding strings in terms of the number of strings, rather it's in terms of placing a string which is made of a different material than the rest of the strings. That is when it is Asur Mishum Baal Tosif. And the Artos HaChaim says that this is the way we paskin, that adding on strings is really the number of strings. If you can take it away, then it's best. But if not, then it's fine the way it is. However, doing less strings, having three strings which turn into six, that is going to be puzzle. The Mechaber continues, Yachtoch Rasha Yechutin Arba V'Yitchvim B'Knaf Yichbalim V'Az Yu Shmona. You take those four strings, and you place them into the hole, and you cut them, and so that they become eight when they are now placed through the hole. They could be cut before they're placed into, it's better to cut them before they're placed into the hole so that you clearly have the eight, but if you didn't cut it before, it's fine to cut it. When you cut it, says the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't cut it with a knife. As we already saw, you're not supposed to use the metal to cut it. Better to do it with your teeth. If you can't do it with your teeth, so then the poskim usually allow for cutting with a plastic knife as long as one does not use metal. So if you had gimel, yizar lachtoch rashi achutin lasosam shmona kodem sheyichruch. As we said, it is best to cut them beforehand so that they are clearly the eight strings when you place it through. Shem karach afilu chulia echad, because if you did one of those wrapping around of the strings, the kasher afilu kasher echad v'rachachatchan, and then you make the double knot. So you now have the double knot and the wrapping, which we will see is how you make tzitzis. So Minatora, all you need is one knot and one wrap, so therefore you have already made the tzitzis, and if you do that before you cut it, and then you decide to cut it, because since when you made it, it was not cut yet, and they were not kosher tzitzis yet, you didn't have the eight strings yet, it was only four strings, and you did the kesher agabe kesher, etc., so then cutting them now would be a problem of tasel v'amana asli. Sefia Dalad. Yikach arba chutim mitzadzev, arba mitzadzev, yikshar shnei pamim ze al gav ze. You should take four strings from one side and four strings from the other side and make a kesher al gabe kesher, make the double knot then. V'achar kach yichruch chut ha'aruch sviv hashiva ksas krichos. And then you take the longer string that we said one of the strings should be longer than all the others, and you wrap them around the rest of the strings seven times. V'kosher shnei pa'amim ze al gav ze, and then you do another double knot, v'chozer v'korich, and then you do another wrapping of that long string around the rest of the strings. V'chein ya'aseh, you should repeat these steps, ad sheyashlim l'chamesh ksharim kfulim v'arba avirim b'neim aleim krichos, until you have five double knots and four sets of a certain amount of wrappings around the rest of the strings in between each double knot. Ein shir l'krichos, there is no amount of wrapping that needs to be done within each set of wrappings. All you need is that the amount which has knots and wrapping, that should be four gudalim, and the rest of the strings which do not have any wrapping whatsoever, or any knots, that should be eight gudalim. It should be one-third of knots and wrappings, and two-thirds of just straight strings. And since we said that the optimal shear is a 12 gudalim, so that's how you end up with four and eight. This is only Midrabanan, Midoraisa, there's no amount that needs to be the wrappings and knots and the amount that needs to be nothing, but Midrabanan, it's one-third and two-thirds. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Raya Mehemna, who says that in between each knot should be the amount of space of the wrappings should be the amount of Malo Agudal, and the Rush says that each amount space where there's wrappings should be equal. So even though you're going to have different number of wrappings within each space between the knots, they should be spread out a little depending on how many wrappings you're doing, such that there is an equal amount of space in between each one. This isn't really shayach for those of us who aren't making tzitzis, but it is something for us to look at when we're buying tzitzis to see if this is just a hider, it is just noi tzitzis, because the Rosh thinks that it makes it look nicer. But once you take a look and see, to make sure that there is an equal amount of space in between each knot, no matter how many wrappings, circlings of the long string of the tzitzis have been done. The Rama adds, "Vim hericha tzitzis yira sheshli shiso yia gadil shnei chalakim anav." As we said, you should always have 1/3 or 2/3, no matter how long the strings are. The Mechaber continues, "V'nogim lichroch ba'avir rishon sheva krichos." As we said, there's no required amount of wrappings, but the best thing to do is for in the first one to have 7 wrappings, ubasheni tisha, and the next one 9 wrappings, ubashlishi achasis, right? In between the next knots have 11, uravirvi, shlosh are saying the next knots to have 13, so that it's 7, 9, 11, 13, which add up to sheolim kulam arbam, which add up to 40, kaminyan heshem echad sheolim shlosha vatesha, vimashem heim arbaim. So because of that gematria, we want to add up to 40. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that really what we do instead of 7, 9, 11, 13 is 7, 8, 11, 13. All of these amounts of numbers have some sort of hint towards a certain something having to do with Hashem or the Rekiyas, etc. One other thing to keep in mind that the Chazon Ish and other posts can point out is that when you're tying the Kesher Agabe Kesher and doing all the wrappings, you should try and make sure that the 4 and 4 strings from each side stay separate, so that you'll always have, you'll always know one, which side has one 4 and which side has the other 4. As we'll see later on, it will make a difference in terms of a string ripping from each side.